Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, May 12th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Winners for this year's Outer Critics Circle Awards were revealed this morning, marking one of several New York theatrical honors handed out on the road to the Tony Awards. The voting membership is made up of writers from out-of-town, digital, and national news outlets recognizing the best of Broadway and off-Broadway theater. It was a big day for Maybe Happy Ending, which won four awards, including Outstanding New Broadway Musical. Boop, the Betty Boop musical, took home three, including Outstanding Lead Performer in a Broadway Musical for Jasmine Amy Rogers. Stranger Things, The First Shadow, also took home three awards, nearly sweeping the design categories by winning for set, lighting, and sound. The award for Outstanding New Broadway Play went to John Proctor as the Villain. This year's winners are being honored on May 22nd at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts at Lincoln Center. Good Night and Good Luck has recouped its investment. The news was announced this morning. The Broadway debut of George Clooney has consistently been charging some of the most expensive tickets the main stem has to offer at the moment. The $9.5 million investment was made back in just 7.5 weeks. The show is now nominated for 5 Tony Awards, including Best Lead Actor in a Play for Clooney. Catch Good Night and Good Luck through June 8th at the Winter Garden Theater. Lin-Manuel Miranda's free Ham for Ham concert series will be returning this summer, celebrating this past Broadway season and coinciding with his Hamilton's forthcoming 10th anniversary. Miranda announced the news today on his Instagram page. The series will kick off tomorrow at 4 p.m. outside the Richard Rogers Theater on West 46th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenues. Expect appearances and performances from cast members of Pirates, the Penzance musical, Maybe Happy Ending, and Buena Vista Social Club. For those unable to make it in person, the event will also be live-streamed on Playbill's Instagram page. Ham for Ham was once a mainstay of Hamilton in its early days on Broadway, with Miranda greeting those online for that day's in-person lottery with an impromptu performance, often featuring special and unannounced guests on the steps of the theater. And finally today, Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends has announced one final 2-week extension to June 29th. The concert review and transfer from London stars Bernadette Peters and Lea Salonga at Manhattan Theatre Club. Tickets for the new dates are now on sale at ManhattanTheatreClub.com. Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends runs at the Samuel J. Friedman Theatre. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.